He spanks butts, he skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
A song that came up on me one night when the news it had been telling me better one more war and one more fight, and I sighed, but then I thought about my friends. Then I wrote this declaration just in case the world end. Our guns, we shot them in the things we said. Oh, we didn't need no bullets cause we rely on some words instead. Kill someone in argument, outwit them with our brains, and we kill ourselves are laughing at the funny things we say. And bombs, we had them safe on special times when the crew would call us shakedown. We break down our party landmine. Women are so sexy, they explode us with their looks. Are we blowing up some speakers, jumping around till the grass shook? And missiles, they were the road trips that we launched. Tripping crosses, silence, starting missions at the break of dawn. Yawn and smile, say what direction shall we take? Somewhere where it warm and wet, this bit of route we'd always taken. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Made from a timber and steel, we never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. While we're smoking, now we're feeling extra high. And we sneak into a car park with the skaties on our back. When we're flying down the level, selling on the attack, now on the attack. And battles, they happen in these nights. All see, we'd rather fight with music, choosing one, the rhythm war. Battle at these shakedowns, and we battle at these gigs. We do battle in our bedrooms, made some sweet love to the feet. And our allies grew wherever we would roam. See, whenever we together, any stranger feel at home. In a way, we are an army, but this army, not this drug. No, instead, we're doing simple things. Good loving, finding, run amok. This be a declaration written about my friends. It's engraved into this song, so they know I'm not forgetting them. See, maybe if the world contained more people like these, then the news would not be telling me about all our warfare endlessly. And our
weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record.
Shall we? police, they don't need no teeth. Soldiers and police, police and thief. Come down, police and thief, police and thief. Come down, oh yeah. Police and soldiers in the street. Oh yeah, shooting the people you meet. Shooting the people, oh, while they eating the meat. Killing God animals with no sense. Recompense.
Hey, you're good morning. You're listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Scott T., your host. And that was a brand new album called The Orb featuring Lee Scratch Perry. The album's titled The Observer in the Star House. And it's on, what is this record label called? The End Records. Just got it here in the station. Some pretty cool stuff in there. I'd like to hear some more of that in the coming weeks, I'm sure. We also had the Anacondas, a little surf band there, doing a cover of Guns of Brixton. And we started it off with the Cat Empire from Australia, a track called The Chariot. They're currently in the studio right now, so they'll have a new album out probably in the late winter or spring, I imagine. And I'm sure they'll be touring the entire globe, as usual for those guys. And, yeah, today it's Guy Fawkes Day, so be prepared for lots of fun and exciting hacks in the corporate world. I know Italy is getting its fair share of anonymous attacks. I think NBC yesterday or last night had some hacks on their website. It's quite entertaining. You know, it's not really hurting anyone, is it? Anyway, if there's some marches out there, find out where they are and join in. And yeah, big election in the States tomorrow. I don't know what to say about that. does it really matter? Of course it matters. There's some big, you know, only really two candidates that you can really vote for. And one of them, is really evil, and the other one is just also corporate America, but he's not quite as evil. So, you know, the whole lesser of two evil things, I don't know. Speaking of evil and hell, local band the Brass Action have a brand new album out, and you can get it on their Bandcamp website, as I'm sure you can get it some other places too. The album is called Hell O'Clock 1134, and this right here is going to be the title track. It is called Hell O'Clock.
Some of you are in it for the money. Make a little profit off the albums you sold. It's just a climb up that show business mountain. What's at the top? Oh yeah, it shines like gold. Some of you are in it to get famous. Oh, but therein lies the fallacy. First you're smoking crack rocks, then you're in a wooden box, then your pretty face is on a magazine. Oh, what a shame, a shame, that you couldn't play the game. Good night, good night, it's not gonna be alright. Some of you just wanna write that hit song. Oh, that's a good place to start, don't you know? Verse and then the chorus, so please don't you bore us. Now's about a time for a guitar solo. Thank you.
gonna be all, not gonna be all, not gonna be alright. Some of you are in it for the money. You may think you're surely not a fool. Wouldn't it be funny next time you borrowed money? You may just realize that the game played.
Wagwan, my brethren, drop it like it's hot, a Snoop Dogg art show, you don't know. November 9th at the Fall Tattoo and Art Gallery, 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. in the morning. Currently accepting submissions for the show. All mediums accepted. Needs to be submitted by November 1st. We're running the show for 2 weeks pan astray. Artists receive 100% of sale on opening night. You're taking home all your money. please email a copy of your work for submission to quickanddirtycollective@gmail.com. If you want to buy CITR 101.9 and the Arts Report.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice cubes.
Great song. Makes me feel so good. That's The Fundamentals. They just played the weekend before with The Creep Show and all those other bands. And I guess they're touring on the way back. Maybe they're back already. They're heading back to Montreal. But you should pick up their album. It's called Get All Right. It's on Stomp Records. And that track was called Get All Right. Let's see here. We also had in there from the UK, the Splitters, a track called Dead Suits. Can all relate to that. I've got a few dead suits at home. I got nothing. It's from the This Our Ska Volume 4 from Do the Dog Records. You can, every once in a while, Do the Dog Records has this great sale. I think they just had one a few weeks ago. But the next time they got one, go to Do the Dog website, and they do like just a really cheap CD deal where you can get like almost their whole library for pennies. Tuppence. Anyway, also from Montreal on that set, we had Danny Rebel and the KGB from their fantastic album, Blast Off. I'd lost that for a couple weeks, though, but I found it in a pile. So great. That track was called The Game, featuring from Italy, Mr. T-Bone on the T-Bone in that track. And that's one of my favorite tracks on that album, for sure. And speaking of Mr. T-Bone, I've been watching all over the internet a lot of bands recently playing in weird places that most of the ska community don't play. For instance, there's the Semarang Ska Festival coming up in a few weeks that Mr. T-Bone and our own Chris Murray is playing in a few weeks, and you know it's sort of a weird area, which I remember way back in the... Okay, not the Facebook days, not the MySpace days, not the LiveJournal Twitter days, but way back, I don't know if you remember this thing called Friendster. And I remember just before all of us sort of said, we're leaving Friendster to do the other things, all of a sudden there was all these bands from that area that all sort of had these pages. And then I left Friendster, and I never really heard too much more about them, except for maybe Monkey Boots, who was in that contest last year. But it looks like that area is having quite a few bands, and some other touring stuff that I noticed that was really cool was just recently the Toasters toured India. And that's something you don't hear of at all. Like, we just this year, there's a band called the Ska Avengers, or Ska Avengers from India that have been playing, and now the Toasters they did a little tour there, and that's another place you don't really hear of ska bands going to. And then right now, a lot of bands do play and tour Germany, and the great Big D and the Kids Table. What did I just say? Germany? I meant Japan. a lot of bands do tour Japan, but they don't tour China. And Big D and the Kids Table are currently in Japan, but next week they're heading to China. And so that's another country that you don't hear too much about ska music about. So good for them. Good for all these pioneers that are trailblazing the way for hopefully the rest of the bands to go to those areas and get people dancing. And yeah, it should be cool. I'm sure we'll see more bands coming out of China and India and the Philippines and all that sort of area there. Anyway, let's get back to some music. Speaking of Big D and the Kids Table, and in case you were wondering, the lead singer, I know last year he was battling some cancer. He was in the hospital for a while, and looks like he kicked it, and they're touring Japan and China. So let's play some Big D and the Kids Table. You know, every once in a while they put out an album, and I cannot read any of it because you do it in someone's handwriting, and it's just a mess. And I shouldn't talk because my handwriting is probably even worse than these guys. But I have to like go through this thing and look and try and find track numbers. And anyway, this track, it's got a great video too. And you should check out the video or listen to this song. It's from their latest album, The Damned, The Dumb, and The Delirious. This track is called Zombies on Wall Street.
On a target, but when you grew up, you saw things all change. But we ain't the type that forget, and you ain't stressing about fame. There is a view from a bed with bars where the saint is starving. There is a view from a bed with bars where the saint is starving. Off-track punk, but she ain't no social model. Your father says you ain't no big man, you can't get his face out of his own bottle. Don't let him have a hold on you, keep your knife carving. We'll be right back.
shelter on the way. We're going to a land where we can scar the day away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're steady through the nights, but don't drink outside the cups, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go.
cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
Mad Bummer Society. I think they just played a show in their hometown of Edmonton this weekend, or maybe coming up. They just put out an album of some stuff that they recorded over the last 5 or 6 years. Their first album in like 10 or 12 years, by the way. Butchers, Stompers, and Cheats. And that track was On Top of the World. Before that, we had The Snare from the UK with This Generation is a Bomb. Speaking of bomb, that was pretty crazy. Here in Vancouver on Friday, we had a bunch of bomb scares on our subway system called the SkyTrain. And one of them actually was a bomb, but it was kind of homemade jobby that didn't seem to do its job or something. Anyway, lots of security on our transit systems for the next little while. Thanks, dude. We also had Jimmy Cliff in there, brand new. Well, I guess it's a few months old now, but I still love listening to it. The album is called Rebirth, and a track was called Rebel Rebel. We also had Vancouver band Los Furios in there with their newish EP, Never Look Back. That track was called Ska in Mexico. And I should just mention, too, that they are playing on Friday, November 16th, part of Rod Fest. It's a celebration of our good friend Rocket Rod, who is part of the bicycle community. And he's gotten doing some surgery coming up, and we're going to raise some money for him so to help him out with that. And there's some great bands playing, Los Furios, The Walk-Ins, The Pillocks, Elton Tom, The Hum Danglers, and not only will I be there DJing, but also Rod will be there DJing, so we'll have a little battle of tunes. And there's going to be some donations and prizes, and for more information, you can email info@rodfest.ca, or you can get tickets through Ticketweb or call 1-888-222-6608. And just look for Rod Fest coming up Friday, November 16th. And I forgot to mention, we played some new stuff from the Brass Action. If you want to get their new stuff and see them, they're playing this Friday night at the Railway Club with Badger Child, The Walk-Ins, and Joyce Island. And that's happening at the Railway Club. Also, I've just been here, just heard that there's going to be a weekly ska night happening in this, monthly starting in December at the, I forget the place now. I think it's at the Cellar, the return of Ska Spot Live, and it's going to be happening at the Cellar on Granville Street. The first one's going to be happening Tuesday, December 4th. Once a month on Tuesdays. So, that should be super fun and awesome. We'll get more details for you as they come. And also in that set, I forgot to mention, we did play The Beatdown from their album Walkin' Proud, which has just been released recently on Stomp Records. That track was called Long Road. They're touring parts of the UK with the Agrolites in the next little while. And then we started that set off with The Zombies on Wall Street from Big D and The Kids' Table. Don't forget, Marie's coming up soon with Synchronicity, and Chris is here at 1 o'clock with Parts Unknown till 3, and then at 3 o'clock it's the All Canadian Farm Show, and then at 4 o'clock Leo Ramirez, and it's Sunday, so it's Monday, so don't forget News 101 is happening at 5 o'clock, followed by Sore Throats, Clapping Hands at 6, at 7:30 Exploding Head Movies with Gak, and then The Jazz Show is on at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned here at CITR 101.9 FM because it's all good stuff here. And you can check us on the web, www.citr.ca. And this podcast is also available there and at musicaloccupation.com. Here's a great band from Mexico I got to hang out with a lot, and they have plans to come back to Canada. They've been here at least once before. They're called Mascatesta. This is a track called One Night in Dolly's. We'll be right back.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk